Talk radio that inspires. Talk radio that enlightens. Talk radio that is off.
Hey everybody, welcome to the Coco Express Show Network. We are live here today and we are the main
Drop-in center, main chance drop-in center.
Okay. How did you get involved with
that? I've been the chairman of the board for about 25 years. And before that, I was a regular board member. So I've been involved for over 30 years. And I've known all the people here for long. I mean, Brady Clay, who's the director. And I just feel like it's a great organization. And I'm delighted to be able to play a little part in keeping it going. You know, we have we're a drop-in center, and we try to place people in permanent housing, and we also have an affiliation with a lot of churches and synagogues in the city where people go out and sleep at night. And so people come here, and they can eat, and they can get medical attention, and they can work on their ID and all that. And so it's a way for people to take an opportunity to get themselves on their feet. And that's why we call it the Main Chance Center.
Okay, yeah. Excellent. That is amazing. Now, what other events do you have in here other than art showing?
Well, we have an annual graduation kind of event, you know, where people who come through the program and have gotten housing, they come and they talk and get recognition. And then we have usually a couple of jazz evenings, and we have a number of open houses with the community. So we have a pretty active schedule in addition to all the work we do with our clients, you know, educational work and social work, and group work, things like that. So it's a lovely facility. And thankfully, the city pays the rent.
Oh, okay.
So it's very hard to find space for homeless people in Midtown Manhattan. But there's a lot of people out on the street. So there's a lot of people who would like to come in and get out of the cold and get some shelter. But we're not a shelter. We're a drop-in center where people come directly off the street. Yeah, we're an official drop-in center. There are only a few of them in the whole city. And we're the largest one in Midtown Manhattan. We serve mostly the east side of Midtown. And we advertise everywhere we can. We have a website, Central Neighborhood, as we're called, or the Main Chance Center. Both of those will get you to our website. And we advertise in all the community boards and where we can. But mostly what we do is we invite people who are on the street or people who have lost their way in the city to come in at no expense and get food and shelter.
Yeah. Right.
And a lot of people who are homeless are people who come into New York City and lost their money, or you know, it's a very varied population. A lot of people who've been living on the street, but also a lot of people who just are down on their luck for a little while.
Okay. That is really interesting.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Pleasure to talk to you. Thanks a lot.
Okay, so I am doing well, Edison. How are you?
I'm Mary.
Hi, Mary. My name is Aurelia. And,
beautiful.
Internet radio. So,
this is exciting.
Tell us a little bit about your involvement in this organization.
So, I happen to live down the street, and I sit on the advisory board for the 30th Street Men's Shelter. And I've also been coming here to meet Brady and some of the people who run the programs here in a community connection. Because if organizations don't work together with the community, nobody wins. So I think it's all about making sure people collaborate. And I just met a wonderful artist here who said he would do an art class over at the 30th Street Men's Shelter. So I'm excited. I did my work. I can go now. You know, I think just living in the neighborhood and, you can't miss in New York City 60,000 homeless people, and they certainly are not invisible. None of us are invisible. And to be honest with you, we were having some issues in the neighborhood, separate and apart from the shelter, but some criminal activity that was using the shelter resources. And so we figured out how to make this all work, right? So we work together. And things are really not that complicated once we communicate, right? And we're all on the same page. Simple stuff. So all good. And I've certainly come to know that the team here works very, very hard and does good work, getting people back on their feet. So very exciting.
So this is an art showing, and the art here is a sale. So I mean, you can see some of the work. I posted some pictures online for you. However, if you cannot find them or the work here is actually for sale. It's just an amazing, amazing collection of art, and it's two artists here: it's Richard Outlaw and Linda Wood Reed. And I have to tell you, I am impressed. What we're trying to do now is wait for the artist to come back. He's busy selling his art and signing autographs and stuff. But in the meantime, we had some of them come in and talk about how they use the shelter, in our drop-in shelter. So as you know, the homeless situation in New York has already been a bit of a problem. And the main chance, my number is open 365 days a year, 24 hours a day. It serves more than 70,000 meals annually. It hosts over 50 plus public events, performances, and activities annually. And it's 120 movable chairs, and food tables provided for clients and visitors. Now, the rested bed provider. Okay, the grant is to make the collaborative directly with the emergency shelter network, which is synagogues and other places of worship, to provide nightly rested beds to clients who are currently receiving medical services and housing safety services. They currently collaborate with the Class Hero in New York City, starting with both male and female, the Holy Trinity, the Episcopal Church, the Congregation, the Fifth Street Monthly Meeting of the Religious Society of Francis Community Church in New York, the Family and Madison Baptist Church, Church of St. Paul, Church of St. Mary's Church, Trinity Presbyterian Church, Stephen Wise, Church of St. Paul, 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 I have to tell you, these are a lot of organizations that are involved with making sure that the people who are in the city have a safe and warm place to go. And that is something that's imperative, especially in today and age. We do have a serious situation with us being the most wealthiest nation and having the most, I guess you could say, homeless and hungry people in the world. So it's amazing. And I'm really glad that I'm here with this event. Like I said, we're waiting on the artists. If you want, you can possibly donate to the artists. And you can go to this particular website if you want to be able to donate, contact someone for more details on contributing and donating. The number is 268-308-308. It's clivingston@cliving.org. I'll just spell it for you because I'm not doing that well. It's clivingston@gcnssc.org. Okay, here we go. Right now we have with us one of the amazing artists whose work I've kind of put out there on Facebook for you to see. His name is Richard Outlaw. And I have to tell you, the man is bad. Okay?
Whoa. Who's this guy? I'm looking around.
Now, you have to tell us how you got started, what brought you to this.
Well, as a kid in elementary school, when I should have been learning something, I sat in the back of the class with a friend of mine, and I remember his name. His name was Gregory Franklin, if you're out there somewhere. We were sitting in the back of the class and make comic books and draw pictures. Fast forward 20 years, 30 years, I was working in the department, at the Department of out of my way to work, and had a car accident. So I said, well, let me do something I always wanted to do, which is paint. So I had my sister call my sister and had her come to the house, and she took me to the art store, and I've been painting ever since.
All right. Now,
when
did you get your
inspiration?
Because this is
kind of eclectic.
Yes.
Yeah, well, I may get it from a event, a word. Sometimes this image just pops into my head. A lot of my work is what they may call Afrocentric and Western history type stuff. But what happens is I'll get an image in my head. And I'll take it from there. Sometimes I don't get an image in my head. Sometimes I get something totally opposite of what I think. But for the most part, whatever pops into my head, you know, it can be a word, it can be an event, it can be a color, it can be from reading something, from listening to music. I guess I get inspiration from all over the place. And as a result, that's why I don't have one form, because I like to do paintings, I like to do collages, I like to do sculptures. What it is, I get bored with doing one thing, so I want to go try to do something else. Right now I'm on trying to do a portrait.
Okay.
So not someone, every now and then it's someone in particular, but most of the time it's just a face that's in my head.
Okay.
So I've been working with that.
Oh, okay.
Okay. As you see.
I see. I mean, that was your inspiration, and what inspired you to do that one?
Because
that's beautiful.
Oh, thank you. That piece is called Spirit. It's an African in the field, and where I got that inspiration from was watching National Geographic, and the colors, that tree that's in the back. My sister told me the name of the tree, I can't remember now. But I said, I'm gonna paint that picture that I see, that scene, and place that African inside of it, which is Spirit, the name of the piece is Spirit. So it encompasses the spirit of the African.
Yes.
Which we are Africans, whether you want to realize it. And actually, the population on the planet, we're all Africans. That's where we all came.
Yeah.
I mean, some people might have issues with it.
Yeah.
If they do, then they do. But people who know history.
Yeah.
And people who know anthropology. And people who know the human experience. They know.
Okay. So, what did you study in school?
I first went to school in Tennessee. A friend of mine, he's supposed to come up with a parade where you are. But we went to school in Tennessee, we broke our scholarship, Tennessee Tech, in 76, 77. We broke our homework. We came back to New York. Why did I do that? You know, at 19, you think you know everything. And I realized at 19, I don't know everything. I did know it. So I worked for a year, and hard job, and I realized I didn't want to do this for the rest of my life. So I applied to Howard University. They didn't accept me. I got that. We regret to inform you that.
I got that one too.
Okay. It was their law.
Thank you.
And then I also applied to Delphi University, and they accepted me. And I, in 1978, I started going to school at Adelphi.
And what was your major?
I majored in communication. I initially majored in business, and I was in a class, and I didn't know what was going on. And a friend of mine, Cooper, that's his name, he said, "You want to graduate?" I said, "Yeah." He said, "I think you better change your major." So I majored in radio and television production. And actually, upon my graduating in 82, I did work in communications. I was a sound man. I was a cameraman. I was a production assistant. I worked on various commercials and feature films. And I was all freelance and self-benefit.
And you weren't in the union either.
And I wasn't in the union. Even though I worked in union
people.
I wasn't in the union. So I made my little $50 a day working 16 to 18 hours a day. But I loved it. But I needed something a little bit more stable with some benefits. So I took the test from the Department of Corrections. And I was hired in 1989. And I retired from there in 2014.
Good for you.
Yeah.
Good for you.
I ain't doing too bad.
No, you're not.
Thank you.
Good too.
Thank you. My next birthday, I'll be 60 years old.
You might.
I tell you that, if I cut my hair off, I can get away with it.
I wouldn't have known.
God is good. Think of me. I've had my peaks and valleys, but I have more peaks than I have valleys. Thank God for that.
Yes. Now, how often do you do these shows?
Well, actually, this is my third show for the month of February. Black History Month, you know, we're hot in Black History Month. I can get a job. Make a couple of dollars here and there. Just to refurbish what I already put out. But what was the question?
That's it. How often?
Oh, how often? Well, I do at least, I would say, on an average 3 a year. I would like to do more. But I also, you know, work a little part-time gig, and I have a 14-year-old daughter that I definitely have to spend time with.
Oh, yeah.
Because she's in high school.
Oh, yeah, you better.
You know, she's got her eyes wandering. So I got to keep up with her.
Yeah.
As a matter of fact, because we just did a show last week up in upstate, up in Beacon. I mean, that's an annual show that I do every year. I've done it for about 12 years now. So when she was 5, she started doing the shows with me. So we had all of the...
Father-daughter thing.
Yeah. As a matter of fact, I picked up the paper that features the show. And there's a picture of her and I in the paper. So that's pretty cool. She doesn't look nothing like her. When she was a baby, she did. She doesn't look like her mom.
She'll come back around.
Which is fine. But I said, "Well, you don't look like me, but you have my ways." She's very eclectic. She plays the guitar, she plays the cello, she plays the piano. She draws, she paints, she makes dresses. She's like this everything. She writes her own song. So all that came from dad.
Okay,
I'm trying to take credit for
that. And I'm sure the other side will have something else to talk probably have a...
Oh, yeah. Everything else is a mama. But Dad got a little something, so.
Beautiful thing. So, you do oil painting, and what
well, these are quilts. I started out in oil when I was patient. I was instant gratification. It all takes so long to dry. So I said, let me try a quilt. And I've been working with acrylic since, what, 98?
Okay.
I chose, it was abstract, Afrocentric, African, red, black, and green, yellow, orange, and I chose that piece, and I was elated. Yeah, I was like, oh, okay, I guess I can do this, so I appreciate what I'm doing. And that was 12 years ago, so I'm not, believe me, I'm not getting rich doing this. I love it.
I'm
happy. Yeah, I'm happy. Actually, when I worked in the Department of Corrections, I was hired here on Rikers Island.
Oh, really? You were Rikers?
Yeah, I was at Rikers Island for...
Are you happy?
I'm happy because I ain't here no more. I did 25 years, but actually, I did 16 years there. And then I finally got a transfer, and I worked in the Bronx for 9 years. And then they said, well, Mr. Allo, you can leave. I ran.
You're still running?
Yeah. I used to be a track star. It all came back to me. I ran out of that place. That's my story. And we're here today, and I have a nice little turnout. And I have some guys that I used to run against when I was a kid.
Yeah.
So I was like, yeah, remember we were like 100 pounds and no stomach? Look at us now, but we're still here, though.
Uh-huh. That's a beautiful thing.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, that is good. Yeah, everybody. I was a young one when you guys were running.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and I'm like, oh, my goodness. I remember him, and I remember all
of
you guys.
They do something? I lost a lot of brain cells, and some of them got to bring me up to speed. But it kicks in. A lot of men, and usually have a lot of women at these shows.
Well, if they knew they were men going to be here, they
would
have been here. Yeah. Ladies, you're missing out.
Yeah, we got how many more hours? Boy, we got like 2 more hours of this. That's why, right?
Yeah. So, where can people find you?
I usually post stuff on Facebook. So, if you go to my page, get it out more, and friend me. And you'll see whenever I have an event, or you can call me.
Okay. You know. His number is 347-837-5597.
That's me.
And it's outlawcars@gmail.com.
@gmail.com.
Okay, great. I mean, I just love it.
Okay. Well, I'm glad I caught your eye.
You did.
You walk away with something. For a minimal fee. I said that to somebody else. They literally thought they could just pick up one. No. It's nice.
Yes. Okay. Yeah, I'm good, and I thank you so much.
Okay, thank you. Thanks for coming.
Oh, it's my pleasure. I'm glad I did.
Yeah, I'm glad you did too. Fit me in your schedule.
Yes.
And look for me, people. Everyone, also. Yeah.
Definitely, I'll friend you. Yes.
That's what they call.
Yeah. I'm technology. Well, you got a teenager, and you don't know the term.
Well, believe me, when I meet her, I call her. Yeah, press this button here. Okay. You sure? Yeah, press it there. It's okay. I'm a 70s baby.
Okay. Yeah, give a program.
Yeah, okay.
Teenage, you
got
to
step up. Yeah, I got to watch her now, yeah.
Yes.
Okay,
thank you.
I don't want
to wait out. Thank
you.
Okay.
Okay,
everyone, that was Mr. Richard
Allah.
So grateful to have you.
Thank
you.
You have no idea what a wonderful talent this man is.
Well, thank you. I'm not just a pretty face. That's right.
All right. Okay,
thank you. You're welcome. So, you can send Linda over.
Huh?
Linda.
Yeah.
So everyone, this happens to be like a really great event, and I'm really glad that I'm here. I have to tell you, I used to run track back in the day, and a lot of the people that are here were people that I used to look up to as my big brothers, and to see them now is just amazing, really amazing. I just had no idea that they were still around. They look a little different, but they all look good, and they all look happy and healthy, and that's the beautiful thing, and that's the beauty. That's the beauty of it all. And
everything that I see.
And I like the fact that you were able to not only just stick with the accent, but also what you do with the culture as well that you embrace in your artwork. So that's
cool. Oh, yeah. Yeah, no, I have all the time. It's African American art, yes, but it's landscape and abstract. It's still what I teach. I've been in art.
Look at this. What do you think?
you know, and I listen to the stories that they tell. But when I've done teaching myself, you know, why does this person or what are they doing? Is this person trying to get home? They're trying to do things. What are they trying to do? But I'd like to hear what someone else thinks of my offbeat if I can talk. You know, an offbeat is worth 1,000 words. You know, so you might think something.